in the limelight.
Fears that the United Kingdom is heading for a trade war with the European Union have been fueled by strong indications from the British government that proposals to be unveiled in Brussels on Wednesday, 13th of October, over Brexit arrangements do not go far enough. The Brexit Minister, Lord Frost, will use a speech in Portugal on Tuesday, 12th of October, to say that the scrapping its prohibition on British sausages to resolve the dispute over the Northern Ireland Protocol do not meet Britain and Unionist demands. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian's Brexit correspondent Lisa O'Carroll. The piece is titled Trade War Looms as UK Set to Spurn EU Offer on Northern Ireland. Fears that Britain is heading for a trade war with the European Union have been fueled by strong indications from the British government that proposals to be unveiled in Brussels on Wednesday, 13th of October, over Brexit arrangements do not go far enough. The Brexit Minister, Lord Frost, will use a speech in Portugal on Tuesday, 12th of October, to say that scrapping its prohibition on British sausages to resolve the dispute over the Northern Ireland Protocol do not meet Britain and Unionist demands. The peer will call for significant changes to the post-Brexit agreement he negotiated, including over the role of the European Court of Justice, something the European Union is highly unlikely to concede to. Without new arrangements in this area, the protocol will never have the support it needs to survive, he will warn on the eve of a significant move by the European Union to resolve the row. Meanwhile, Ireland's Foreign Minister Simon Coveney reacted with incredulity at Britain's red line and its timing just days before what he said was a serious offer from the European Union. Simon Coveney tweeted, EU working seriously to resolve practical issues with implementation of protocol. So British government creates a new red line barrier to progress that they know the European Union can't move on. Are we surprised? But the real question is, does the British government actually want an agreed way forward or a further breakdown in relations? The European Union's Brexit Commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, will table four papers on Wednesday on the subject of how the Northern Ireland Protocol can be improved, which he has described as very far-reaching. Included will be a proposed national identity exemption for British sausages from the EU's prohibition on prepared meat from a third country, sources have confirmed. But Mujtaba Rahman, the managing director of the Eurasia Group consultancy, warned in a note to clients on Saturday that the absence of concessions on the European Court of Justice will give Lord Frost the justification for triggering Article 16, the mechanism for putting the Northern Ireland Protocol into formal dispute process or putting it into abeyance by disapplying the arrangements altogether. There is a huge amount of cynicism in the European Union about what the British government's actual objectives are. Is it to fix substantive issues in Northern Ireland, or is it to keep an ideological fight with the European Union rolling because it serves certain sections of the Tory party, said Rahman. The French president and the German chancellor and the European Commission president cannot wake up every single day to a new argument with Boris Johnson. At some point, they need to send a stronger, simpler message. The use of a termination clause within the trade and cooperation agreement itself can be triggered unilaterally and would fully suspend the zero-tariff, zero-quota trade deal between the two sides. This cross-retaliation mechanism, allowing trade penalties for breaches of the withdrawal agreement, was agreed by both sides, but others think the European Union will not be so keen to go nuclear. Catherine Barnard, professor of European Union law at University of Cambridge, believes short, sharp shocks in the form of tariffs on iconic British products such as Scottish whisky or Scottish salmon are more likely. She also said that the European Court of Justice is not a significant issue in relation to the trade of goods. Its annual report cites just 24 cases relating to customs union laws currently pending, among more than 1,045 cases in total. Lord Frost also told delegates at the Conservative Party conference last week that the rules required the European Union to be proportionate, but said he still hoped to come out of negotiations with a fresh deal. Retaliatory measures are unlikely until next year, with the European Union expected to respond with infringement and legal proceedings as its first response to any suspension of the Northern Ireland Protocol by Britain. The Northern Ireland Protocol, designed to avoid a hard border between the United Kingdom and the single market operating in the Republic of Ireland, placed the border in the Irish Sea, enraging unionists in Northern Ireland who see checks on goods coming into Northern Ireland from Britain as an attack on the integrity of the UK and their British identity. The European Union is expected to propose eliminating checks on goods destined to remain in Northern Ireland, with checks only on those products that are intended for sale in the Irish Republic. Both sides have said they expect to go into a period of intense negotiations, which Lord Frost put at 3 weeks after the EU's response to the UK's demands are published on Wednesday. But one school of thought is that Frost and the Home Secretary Priti Patel are being used to keep the Brexit pot boiling to show how the UK is sticking up against EU bullies. Others think the fight over Northern Ireland Protocol is more fundamental. One former Downing Street official said he had been told Boris Johnson was going round telling people he had been misled over the protocol and was determined it would have to be rewritten. Frost will say on Tuesday that Britain-EU relationship is under strain, but if the two sides can put the protocol on a durable footing, we have the opportunity to move past the difficulties of the past year.